AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow in New York, mud in Los Angeles. They're digging out on both coasts this morning. Parts of New York State north of Syracuse got as much as 9 inches of snow over the weekend. There were so many accidents, they had to close Interstate 8 for hours yesterday, Interstate 81, for hours. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles County, some homeowners spent the weekend digging mud out of their homes after last week's flash flooding. Crews have managed to pull dozens of abandoned vehicles out of the mud on the roadways, and they've reopened some of the roads that were buried in mud. The State Department's cybersecurity was poor during Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State and got worse every year she was there, according to independent reviews. Our Sandy Kozel in Washington with the details.
As Secretary of State, Clinton approved significant increases in the State Department's information technology budgets. But senior State Department officials say she did not spend much time on the department's cyber vulnerabilities. Her email shows she was aware of state's technological shortcomings, but was focused more on diplomacy.
Police in Fort Myers, Florida are asking for the public's help in finding the shooter or shooters who opened fire on the ZombieCon festival over the weekend, killing one person and wounding five. Christopher Michaels lives in Fort Myers.
This is a wonderful place. It's just tragic that somebody turned it into such a nightmare.
He talked to WBBH-TV. ZombieCon is an annual festival in which people dress up as zombies. Trouble in the air. A JetBlue Airways plane headed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Worcester, Massachusetts, diverted to Boston after officials say a mechanical failure caused the plane's flaps to get stuck in an upright position. This is AP Radio News. Six of the Republican presidential candidates are talking about their faith and how they would apply it to public policy. Our Steve Coleman on what they said to thousands of conservatives at a Christian megachurch in suburban Dallas.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz was one of several candidates who warned of government
targeting those who follow a biblical teaching of marriage.
Mike Huckabee said if that happens,
you have criminalized Christianity.
Jeb Bush agreed.
The next president of the United States is going to have to fight for religious freedom.
Carly Fiorina said,
I think we need more prayer in public life, not less.
Rick Santorum and Dr. Ben Carson also took part in the forum at Prestonwood Baptist Church. Donald Trump did not, nor did any Democratic candidates, although the church says they were invited. I'm Steve Coleman.
Checking gas prices for you now as you begin your work week. Gas is $2.26 this morning. That's down 5 cents from just a week ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.